Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Tonight's edition of the Rock and Roll Happy Hour is supported by Urge Gastropub and Mason Ale Works. Anytime we can start the show with something inappropriate, I'm in. It is the Rock and Roll Happy Hour on FM 94.9. It's Jeremy. It's Friday night. I've got my friend, Mr. Ken, right here, our San Diego craft beer evangelist, back in again. That's 3 weeks in a row.
We've
got Casey from Casey Hurst Cocktails.
It's a hat trick, right? Isn't that what they call it?
I guess that is a hat trick.
That's
you know what?
Thing.
I swear to God, if it gets you in here every Friday, then I will call somebody. It'll be bourbon month every month, 12 months out of the year.
Yes.
Getting you back in for another bourbon drink.
Every
also,
day.
There's something else today. It's another cocktail of sorts.
It is.
Day.
You know what today is? It's National Creme de Menthe Day.
Ooh.
Which I'm sure no one cares but me.
Yeah,
but I
awesome.
Love creme de menthe.
It's minty
and I will
fresh.
Put it on
isn't
everything.
That the stuff that tastes like mouthwash?
No, it tastes like delightful, fresh, sugary mint.
Well,
love you.
Speaking of things that are sweet and delicious, Phil from Modern Times, the beer wizard, the bearded wizard. What the hell are you doing these days, Phil?
So I'm a business wizard now, guys.
Wait! You're waiting the sales, and now you're a business wizard.
Business. I'm our director of sales these days. We've got like an army of wizards, or what did you call it, Dan? A wampeter of
a
wizards.
A wampeter of wizards. Well, who did you bring with you? Who's sitting right here next to you?
Nick.
We've got Nick. I know Dan, and then Morgan on the end.
Yes. Hello,
Morgan. You brought the brains. Thank God somebody here has the smarts and the beer. You brought the beer as well. And we're going to be talking about some of the stuff Modern Times has been working on, especially event that's happening tomorrow down at your Kurt Street Barrel Aging Warehouse. It is going to be one of the dumbest events in San Diego outside of Comic-Con because there's no Shake Shack in San Diego right now. There is nothing. There's going to be one in UTC, but it doesn't open until next month. You guys are doing a pop-up Shake Shack.
Yep, so Shake Shack reached out and said we want someone cool to throw a party with, and so they reached out to us, and we were like, sweet, we'll let you cook some burgers and meet up with a bunch of people. Be weary, though. There's about 400 spots, and there's about 2,000 people RSVP right now.
So get there like 6 o'clock in the morning when the event starts at 11.
You should go now.
6:30.
Should people bring 20s to slip the doorman?
Totally. I'll take 20s. I'll take hundreds over 20s.
Whoa.
Just for the record.
Whoa, I don't know if we can be talking about this. I see something delicious and hazy in the glass. I got a feeling we're going to do a lot of that because, Phil, you guys have been doing these limited can releases kind of before anyone else in San Diego got behind these one-off releases. This one you decided to make one of your seasonal cores, right?
So we were sliding in a new seasonal this year for the fall. And so with this one, it's called a critical band. Basically, with our monthly program, we've been kind of fostering up a new yeast strain for us. Morgan, which yeast is it?
London Ale. London
yeah.
3.
Yeah. Just London wanted to hear Ale. That drop. So I just, you know, have a background single. But
that
critical band.
Drop.
Oh,
there we go, guys. Ooh, yeah. Is a hazy IPA with Denali, Yukonat, Citra, Simcoe, and Centennial.
I like that you announced the beer like you're on TV instead of radio. Because that was such a great visual.
It was
well,
a
Phil
QVC
has a face
moment.
For radio.
Your enthusiasm was just so solid.
If you're listening at home, he threw sparkles out of his face.
Glitter everywhere.
Phil throws sparkles wherever he goes.
Wow, this is so delicious and juicy. You're playing with a lot of different hop varieties and a lot of different profiles, right?
Yeah, and it's interesting, right? I think it's in some ways it's polarizing, but in similar ways too, it's been in San Diego and been big nationwide for long enough that I think it's got beyond a cult following. One of the kind of characteristics of it is just a softness to it, you know, lower bitterness, mouthfeel is more silky, you know, it's like drinking a pillow of hops. And as far as like the different hop varieties that we're using, you know, we've been doing things all the way from different like powders, lupulin powders, different, you know, newer varieties that we've been working with smaller farms, both here as well as in New Zealand. You know, it's been a cool template for us to just experiment, especially on these one-off releases, and we're excited to scale it up for this beer here.
Does that yeast, I mean, is that necessary because it's a hazy IPA? Does that help?
It does help.
That's
however,
a science question.
However, I'm a big advocate of letting everyone know that we remove the yeast before it gets into package.
Okay, so the haze doesn't come from just leaving yeast in like a Hefeweizen or something
right.
like that.
Right. It does if you do it wrong.
Are we pointing fingers?
brewers all over San Diego are saying, is she talking about me?
Yes, she is. But what is it from then? Than all of the haze?
It's high protein in the malt bill. Different mash temperatures, different types of malt that carry higher protein content, as well as just massive amounts of dry hopping, pulling out lots of phenols. And the protein and polyphenol creates a stable haze.
Whoa, protein and polyphenol.
All I got out of this was protein, nice. protein.
So it's good for you.
It's a pre-workout drink.
I was going to say, this is like totally pre-running drink. Yes. Haze. All right, well, let's drink some more of this. Let's get into our first song. Phil, you brought this one. This is your band, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. So it's started off originally as just like bedroom funk with my roommate, which sounds terrible. That it exited my mouth, but Moses Constable, wherever you are, this goes out to you. Thank you for your creative spirit and for your heart and soul. Love you forever.
I can't follow that up. Phil, you always make the show so much more infinitely sexy every time you're here.
I agree.
You know, his hair is really silky.
Oh, you guys were sitting there cuddling. And
yeah.
What was he whispering in your ear?
I don't know. I was so busy enjoying being Little Spoon, I don't even remember.
I think he wants Ken to be his roommate.
Oh, it's the Rock and Roll Happy Hour on FM 94.9. Tonight we're drinking with our friends from Modern Times. They've got a big event happening tomorrow. A pop-up Shake Shack going in on the Kurtz Street Barrel Aging Warehouse. And it is going to be an absolute shake show because there's...
nice one, Jeremy.
Put it on the flyer.
Jeremy's...
Wow. This is the best dad joke I've heard in a long time.
Do you have an explosion sound effect you can play?
Enjoy the veal.
There's room for about 400 people, and already 2,000 people have reserved the spot, or at least have said they're going to show up. If you're going to go early, or just wait until the one opens in UTC, and just drink Modern Times beer all day. Because I believe that's probably what I'm going to end up doing tomorrow after we drank that last hazy IPA seasonal from Modern Times called Critical Band. So damn good. And the beer and the artwork on your guys' cans just absolutely, it blows me away. The beer in the can and the artwork on the can, and this next one is no exception to it. This is Counter Magic?
Yes. So, Counter Magic, actually Morgan can tell you a little more of the hops, but I'm going to describe how beautiful this can is.
It's like looking at one of those 3D paintings.
All the art is very retro and cool.
It's just, you know, it's all the feelings you get on a lovely summer day, guys. It's a beautiful can. Enjoy.
If you're on mushrooms.
Oh, no, you pointed it out.
The thing that I like about the cans, though, is that I buy Modern Times beer all the time, and I have no idea what it is. I look at it, and I'm like, that can's cool. It could be an IPA. It could be a stout. It could be whatever. I don't care. I just like the can.
The can says, don't worry about it.
Yeah, the can's like, it's cool. Don't worry. You're fine.
Don't ask questions.
Yeah, don't ask.
It's all right.
It's all good.
Now, I take it, when you're doing your hazy IPs, is it built from the ground up based around the hops you want to put into it? Because I'm still learning on how hazy IPs are built.
Yeah, it's a lot of wheat and a lot of oats.
It's a lot of weed?
No, wheat. You know,
that explains the can right there. That is what explains the can.
Oats,
I knew it.
Though. Oats in the beer?
Mm-hmm.
Is that
oats?
That's not a normal thing. That's the first I've heard of oats.
Well, like an oatmeal stout.
Oh, yeah. That makes sense.
Oats lend like a real silky, smooth texture to a beer.
Yeah. Hmm. So it makes the mouth feel really soft and then adds that haze.
Soft like Phil.
What's the difference between the Critical Band and this Counter Magic?
It all comes down to hops. These beers are all awesome in showcasing different hop strains. Counter Magic, we used a hop that was really new to us called Enigma.
Tell us more.
Fancy.
It just sounded cool.
She just said it and it was silent. We were like, yeah.
No, it was a weird hop. It had almost like an oniony, cabbagey flavor at first, and it really evolved
delicious.
Into something really amazing.
But this beer does not taste like onions or cabbage.
It does not, no.
It used to.
It did. It did.
It really did.
It went through like three different lifetimes in terms of flavor, and it's evolved into something really, really wonderful.
So now, the availability on this is just something that was just a one-off. How do we find Counter Magic right now if we want some?
The only place you can get it right now, I believe, is at the Fermentorium tasting room, and I don't know if it's at North Park or not.
I think we're out of it in North Park.
So yeah, go to the Point Loma Fermentorium. You can get it there. This was just a one-off. We kind of do a new big crazy hazy IPA every month. Although this might get an encore performance.
Yeah, we will put a picture of the can on the website because it's astonishingly crazy.
So if this is a one-off, what's the next one to follow it?
So the next one to follow it, we have an online sale happening starting this Sunday morning, and we're releasing one called Perfect. Perfect Talon IPA, which is another, you know, big, juicy haze bomb. The hops are Simcoe, Eldorado, Denali, Amarillo, Idaho 7, and a bunch of Citra as well.
Let's play some music. Let's get into, let's finish this beer. And the next beer is going to be, of course, a different beer. We're going to move away from IPAs and hazy IPAs to something that Bill described to me as a churro stout.
Oh, sign me up.
I think you can see that. It is a rock and roll happy hour on FM 94.9. Drinking tonight with some of my favorite people in San Diego, the crew from Modern Times. We've got Morgan, Dan, Nick, and Phil in the studio with us, and of course our San Diego craft beer evangelist, Mr. Ken Wright, and Casey from Casey Hearts Cocktails. I got a feeling once Casey gets this next beer in her glass, it is going to be all over. But Phil, do you guys do something that's really cool with all these special releases you have, like the one we're about to try and the Counter Magic we just drank? A lot of these start amongst the league and then kind of trickle down to the rest of us common folk.
it is definitely a group of folks that have a, you know, particular set of skills. I just wanted to do a quick shout out to Liam Neeson, who just said he was, you know, retiring from action films.
But I'll believe it when I see it. I'll believe it when I see it.
He literally announced that.
Strictly porn from now on.
Oh, best day of my life.
Oh, boy.
But the League of Partygoers and Elegant People, it started out originally with our Kickstarter, folks who, you know, helped support us back then, and then it's evolved into more of a beer club with time, and we're actually doing signups again in November. Basically, with anything else, you get first access. There's exclusive beers. There's exclusive parties.
Wait, what kind of exclusive parties are we talking about?
We can't. Well, it's very exclusive. Yeah, exactly.
And sign a non-disclosure.
Like, have you heard about a foam party? Like, because that doesn't hold a candle
a
to these things.
A foam party?
Wow. Yeah. I'll explain to you off air what a foam party is.
It's all foam parties.
I am sheltered. I don't know what we're talking about.
So you said signups are in November. This is kind of the insider cool kids club.
It's definitely, if you're into just great beers that you get a chance to try, you know, a lot of folks who are into it are into beer trading. So there's two things I never want to see, guys. I never want to see the number I've spent on like barrel aged beers to trade and then the amount I spent on burritos. but at the same time, no regrets. Basically, it's a club to kind of help promote sort of those kind of beers that are just extremely hard for us to brew on that side, that are barrel aged, that are taking time. It's the stuff that's like the small audience, like jazz of what we're doing versus IPA, which is the, you know, main street pop of what we're doing too.
So the best way to find out of when we can start to sign up and get our membership in the league, basically follow you guys on your Facebook page and your website.
Yep, we actually have a mailing list you can sign up for just on the front page of our website, moderntimesbeer.com. We send an email every week that gives you kind of the inside scoop on what's going on with us at Modern Times Beer on Insta. All that stuff is where we're going to announce the sale dates. And it's good to mention too, there are a lot of beers that we make that are in such small lots that they don't actually make it to the public because we just don't have enough. So the league's a great way for us to take people who are really, really into the beer and make sure they're getting that stuff first.
Is that like this next one? Can people get this somewhere?
People can totally get this somewhere.
I need this beer.
Now, when Phil described this beer to me, he said it was a churro stout. This is the Modern Times Dragon Mask.
And it's actually a collaboration too with Casita Cerveceria.
Oh my God, the cinnamon on the nose of this thing.
The cinnamon, it's not just a churro in a glass. It's a churro covered in like really good chocolate ganache.
So this tastes like chocolate Christmas.
It is so good.
Ken, look at my
chocolate
glass.
Christmas.
It's the hell with leaving legs.
It's leaving like a mosaic of different colors
it's
on the
so
side of
good.
The glass.
This beer
and this can. My God, the can. If you rotate the can like and look at it while it's rotating like a barber pole,
it's like an LSD trip.
It's a journey. It's a journey.
Can you imagine what it'd be like to walk around inside his brain with this kind of crap?
There's
he's
lots of
about
room, guys. Come on in.
If we could only see what Ken sees.
There's not enough drugs in San Diego to get us to that point.
But we can try, damn it. We can try.
That's
what your parties are for
at
Modern Times, right?
That's right.
What I love about this one, actually, more than like the flavor, is the texture of this one. It's very syrupy but velvety, but not like super syrupy so that it's like making me feel sick. Like it's like a chocolate ganache. Like if you lick a really nice chocolate ganache, that's what this would taste like.
She's really talking dirty tonight.
I just call him like I see him, Ken.
And thank goodness. Thank goodness you do.
Oh, I'm glad this is such a sessionable beer.
Wait, hold on. Speaking of sessionable, what's the ABV on this?
13%.
I'm going to need an Uber.
Is this barrel-aged?
Uh-uh.
It is not.
Because, I mean, it's because it's got the complexity that you would expect from a barrel-aged beer.
Can you put this in a barrel
we see what
happens?
We put some in barrels.
And the only people who are going to get it are in the league.
You better call me first.
The Rock and Roll Happy Hour on FM 94.9. It's Jeremy with me tonight, our San Diego craft beer evangelist, Mr. Ken Wright. We've got Casey from Casey Hearts Cocktails and the crew from Modern Times, Morgan, Brandon, Dan, Nick, and Phil. But we're going to take a break from all these delicious Modern Times beers for just a couple of seconds because, well, it's National Bourbon Month.
My favorite month of the year.
So Casey from Casey Arts Cocktails the last couple of weeks has been bringing us amazing bourbon drinks, and I hate you for it. I'm kidding. I love you for it. What surprise did you bring for us today?
This is actually, I should have started with this in retrospect, but it's my beginner bourbon drink for people who are like, I don't know if I like bourbon.
Nonsense. Everybody likes bourbon.
You'd be surprised. People come into my house and they're like, I know you drink a lot of bourbon. I've never had some. And I'm like, ah, let me start you with a Ward 8.
Are these children?
Yes, I start them very young. No, this is friends of mine who are like, I drink vodka, I drink gin, sometimes they drink a lot of rum.
Sometimes I do fireball shots with my friends at Applebee's.
Well, you know what
Black
I found
out, wake
about,
up under the table.
Here's the thing, though. I found that people are weird about bourbon, and I get this way with certain bottles, but a lot of people are afraid to make bourbon cocktails.
Why?
Because bourbon is something that you're supposed to sip. Like, bourbon is like a special thing in a lot of people's minds mentally.
I was going to say, that's what I've been doing wrong all these years.
Yeah, I know. Wait.
But that's like a very common perception of bourbon. And so people show up and they're like, well, I don't want you to make a cocktail out of it because I know you're supposed to sip that Four Roses. And I'm like, no, man, throw some stuff in this Four Roses. Let's shake it up and see if you like it. So the Ward 8 is a great intro. I think it really showcases the bourbon that you're using. It really changes by whatever bourbon you pick. Tonight we've chosen, my new like obsession is the Black Skimmer bourbon from Cutwater Spirits.
Ooh, there's a lot of vanilla in that bourbon.
There is so much vanilla in this bourbon. There's a lot of caramel. There's a lot of brown sugar that I really, really love. But it's just easy.
There's citrus in this?
This is lemony.
Yeah, so it's bourbon, lemon, orange, and a little homemade grenadine.
Wow.
Shake it up, strain it out. And you got yourself a Ward 8.
This is like delicious sweet tea.
You know what? It does have almost like a sweet tea aspect to it.
You know, when I'm out on the veranda and it's 100 degrees outside, I like myself a nice sweet tea.
All right, Forrest Gump. Yeah. Was that Forrest Gump? I don't know what that was.
I don't know
I'm
what
just
it
making
is.
Stuff
I was
up now.
A couple of these. You all have any more legs from said it, Diane?
Life is like a box of inebriated friends.
Oh, no.
And somebody always poops in the pool. Thank you very much, Ken. You know what? I don't think we're done with doing cocktails. I think we need to do, we're going to play a song. We're going to come back because it is, I can't believe that we're going to have grasshoppers on this program.
It's the National Creme de Menthe Day, Jeremy. What do you want me to do?
I guess there's a reason for everything. Don't say that, Ken. It is the Rock and Roll Happy Hour on FM 94.9. Tonight we drink with our friends from Modern Times. Right now we're doing a little Casey Hearts cocktail fun. Since it's Bourbon Month, we just had the Ward 8, the video you can find at CaseyHeartsCocktails.com. But also, it's a very special Creme de Menthe Day, and Casey is pouring out grasshoppers.
You say it like it's bad.
Of course it's bad. It's Creme de Menthe. Who hasn't gotten drunk on this and been sick for 3 days?
We were 15 when we raided the liquor cabinet and drank a whole bottle of Creme de Menthe.
Oh,
it was a magical evening.
I at least picked gin.
All right, stop. Please, hold on. Let's get into that in a second. I got one more code word left for free Coldplay tickets. Part of free ticket summer, text YELLOW, YELLOW, to 61749. Message data rates may apply. Now, here we go. You posted the video this morning.
I did.
I want to talk more about this Coldplay thing.
Yeah. We can talk about it later.
All right.
You know, I know you're, never mind.
No, I know you like Shamrock Shakes, because you listen to Coldplay.
This looks like a Shamrock
it
Shake.
It does it not?
Smells like mint, smells like chocolate, smells like cream.
Can I tell you where I learned about this cocktail, though? Because this is actually like my favorite college experience.
Please do, Casey.
So in college,
this color reminds me of the first time I wore a bridesmaid's dress.
Oh, my God.
That was really on point, Ken.
Oh, my God.
That was amazing.
Oh, my God. Okay, so when I was in college, the guy I was dating was done with college a year ahead of me, making, like, some actual money at a job. So we went out to this really nice dinner. At the time, in Boston, it was one of the first places serving, like, classic cocktails again. It was, like, when this first started. And I was
Cheers.
Like, oh, this Golden Cadillac sounds amazing. Does anybody know what a Golden Cadillac is? Because it's, like, Galliano heavy cream. It's like the world's worst drink I've ever had in my life. For dessert, she recommended the grasshopper. And so sentimentally, I think of my like college ex-boyfriend sitting at Eastern Standard, which is like a really beautiful place that you should never be when you're newly 21 and trying to get hammered. So there's two ways to do it. What I did tonight is like the traditional recipe. It's equal parts, 1 ounce heavy cream, 1 ounce of creme de menthe, 1 ounce of creme de cacao. If you don't say it like that, you're doing it wrong. There's another variation that also includes 1.5 ounces of VSOP, which is a very nice cognac, which is also good, but it's different. And I don't know, I like this one. Only basic.
It's like a liquid Andes mint.
It is. You
know, it is.
It's very mint. Girl Scout cookie.
It's a Girl Scout cookie thin mint in a glass.
And it gets you drunk.
Yeah. Yeah, you'll do a good job.
She said, yeah.
I feel like you should never mix this drink with marijuana.
I accept your challenge.
But hypothetically, if you were high, this is a wonderful way to end your evening because it's actually a lower ABV than most of the things you would want to drink.
But I feel like you would want like a large glass of it.
You do. You make it sort of like a White Russian in like a fishbowl situation with some crushed ice.
64 ounce grasshopper.
We can talk about that.
I said that sounds
all right.
Yeah.
Wait. First of all, this sounds like something you've done. We're gonna stop there. We're gonna play some songs and then we're gonna come back with our last beer from Modern Times.
The legal department.
Really? We're talking about weed and
cocktails?
We're
doing that right now. That's happening right now in the studio.
Can we reshoot the end of the show?
It's the Rock and Roll Happy Hour at FM 94.9. Oh, drinking tonight with Modern Times and our San Diego craft beer evangelist, Mr. Ken Wright. Casey from Casey Hearts Cocktails wrapping up a few delicious drinks. A grasshopper that was just perfectly mixed. Award
Don't mock
eight.
My grasshopper.
I'm not mocking your grasshopper. You. Please. Tonight we've had some killer beers from you guys. We had the Churro Stout, aka Dragon Mask. We had the Counter Magic Hazy IPA. We had the Critical Ban Hazy IPA, which I highly recommend you go out and try now. What are we ending with? I mean, you always bring a Monster's Park of some sort, so I can only imagine, Phil, that's what this one is.
Oh, yeah. So we have rolled out our Monster's Park with coconut and cocoa nibs.
Ooh. Coconut and cocoa nibs.
That's going to go really good after this grasshopper.
Yeah, it's a good follow-up.
Can you just name it Casey's Park?
Done.
So I live above the Modern Times in North Park, and every time I go in, I don't get anything different. They all know by now, like, don't pitch me on the IPAs, don't pitch me on the new stuff. Just give me whatever's dark, and you can put it in a glass right now. So Monster's Park happens to me a lot, and that's where I buy a lot of it, because I'm like, this was so good, I'm going to buy a bottle and hang on to it. So I think we have 4 or 5 on hand that we're quote-unquote aging. We're not. We're just going to drink them whenever we feel like it. But this is everything I've come to love about this beer and appreciate about all the iterations of it.
And we talked kind of a little bit about the league earlier, but we actually, you know, huge news, you know, actually happened a while ago, but we have our LA brewery, restaurant, cafe, all of it set to open at the end of October, and we're actually doing a preview party, which is right on topic for that. Nick, tell them the details.
Yep. So we're Wednesday the 27th at Loma Land Fermentorium. We're going to have our chef Jesse and his sous chef Steven out cooking a bunch of our items that we love about our LA menu. So we're definitely honing that menu in right now, and so he's going to be cooking off double burgers. He's going to be cooking off duck bon mi, a beer basket, and the last thing is devils on horseback, so bacon wrapped dates.
Yes.
And I've mentioned all these things for everyone who's like, wait, isn't Modern Times vegan? All of the items are 100% vegan for all of our future restaurants.
Shut up.
What?
So
how do you have vegan bacon?
Would have been great if you're like, not anymore.
I'm like the number one meat eater here, but honestly, it is an awesome menu. So we're stoked to have it from 3:30 to 9 or 3:30 until sellout. We're going to be selling those items off a food truck right outside of Loma Land. And then we're going to release a bunch of cool archive beers for you to buy there and for you to take home. So definitely, if you're free Wednesday the 27th, come out. We're going to be selling burgers. We're going to be having some really awesome beers on draft. So it's definitely worth it.
Yeah, there'll be a psychedelic array of barrel-aged beers like this Monsters Park to just tantalize everything in your face.
Sign me up.
The real special thing is Phil's going to be dancing in a really cool, awesome, like, ribbon dance. So
yeah. I've been practicing for a while, guys. I got some soft-toed shoes, some leggings. This is going to happen.
And you pick the songs.
Phil, one of these days, we're going to fulfill the dream of having Phil's Psychedelia Circus. We're going to do funky beers. We're going to do funky music. And we're all going home in an Uber that night.
I'm ready. Anytime.
Next week, we were supposed to have Helms, but apparently Helms went up for sale this week, so I can't tell you who we're going to have on the show next week.
It's a mystery.
It's a mystery.
Surprise.
Wow. Thank you for that. All right, we're done. Hamby is in next. It's the Rock and Roll Happy Hour on FM 94.9. Huge thanks to our friends, Urge Gastro Pub and Mason Ale Works, for supporting the Rock and Roll Happy Hour, making tonight's episode possible. For all the details of the beers we drank, it's all posted online at fm949st.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.